The United Network of Organ Sharing, or UNOS, is proposing to significantly broaden the geographic boundaries for allocating donor livers. Officials with UNOS predict doing this could save 100 lives each year across the U.S. But Dr. Tony D'Alessandro disagrees. He directs the liver transplant program at UW Hospital.
The flaw in their modeling is that they're not looking at pre- and post-transplant mortality. They're looking only at post. So if your net mortality is not any different after you implement these policies, then I think that's not a very valid policy.
D'Alessandro says going from 11 transplant regions to 8, or even as few as 4, might not save more lives and discourages some states from boosting efforts to increase donations.
If you're in a donor-rich state like ours, more livers will be exported, or already are being exported. And we're really concerned these other states will not, or the other OPOs, will have a decreased incentive to increase donations.
D'Alessandro was one of 40 transplant doctors that sent a letter to the Health Resource Service Administration expressing concerns about the changes. The letter says wider geographic organ sharing will increase access for large urban transplant centers on the coast at the expense of other places, especially rural areas. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.